Are you looking for a sweet escape from your reality? Jaylana definitely has a story to tell. As an author, playwright, blogger, and podcaster, Jaylana uses her creative magic to put some spice back into your life. Jaylana Stivette is her name, and eroticism is her game. Her book, Getting Back to Happy, The Chronicles of Tabby, is the urban 50 shades and is an escape so thrilling, it'll leave you both satisfied and searching for your next erotic journey. Her podcast, Sex and the Single Girl, is for the grown and sexy as she explores dating in a fun and playful way. So come, take this journey with Jaylana Stivette. She's sexy, she's sassy, and she's a whole motherfucking vibe. Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back. Welcome back to Sex and the Single Girl. My name is Jaylana Stivette, the author, and I am super excited to have you back here on my podcast. I hope you are enjoying what you hear. I have been having so much fun. We are on season 2, episode 6, The Day After. Oh my goodness. So if you have been following, you know that the previous episode, Jaylana was talking about introducing or having to administer the tap. Ladies, you know what that's about. When a person is down there and they're not handling their business and you got to go down there and give them the tap. Well, she had to administer to the tap to Bobby. So now where this is picking up is where they left off. She's telling what happened the next day. So yeah, it's getting pretty excited around here. So what I'm going to do is go ahead and get the pleasantries out of the way first. I want to thank all of my listeners everywhere that you are. I know that you are in the United States, you're in India, you're in Australia, and you are in Norway. I want to thank you so much for your love and your support. Keep listening, keep supporting. Tell your friends, let them get some comedy relief, let them get some erotica, whatever it is that they need. Jaylana Stivette has it. So I just want to say thank you there. You can also follow me on social media at Facebook at Jaylana Stivette, the author. That's my author page. And then I also have an Instagram page at Jaylana_Stivette. And then on Twitter at JStivette. You can also log on to www.jaylanastivette.com, where I keep it nice and hot and give you all of my upcoming events, special photos, and all kinds of different things like that. So again, I want to thank everybody for their support and keep it coming. June the 5th, I will be at Rip the Runway in Columbus, Ohio, as a vendor. So if you have a chance to come down and support the amazing fashion show that's taking place, but also come down and support the vendors. I'll be down there as a vendor, and so I'll have my books. You'll get a listen to the audiobook because the audiobook will be just released at that time, so you'll get a listen to that. And you can also go ahead and make a purchase at that time. Also have some novelty items as well for sale. I've got some sexy kitten rompers and also some sexy kitten t-shirts. They are fire and I can't wait for you to see them. So come out and support on June the 5th at Rip the Runway. Also on June the 10th, Risque Reloaded, Bush Boulevard, Culture Lounge, 8 p.m. to 11 p.m., erotica at its finest. So I will be there featured in, I'll be able to share a couple of excerpts. I'm thinking about sharing something old and then something new, something I've been working on and something that I've already worked on. So if you want to hear some nice, steamy erotica, whether it's book excerpts or whether it's poetry and spoken word, you do not want to miss out on this amazing event. Yes, getting back to happy. The audiobook will be released in about a week and a half, guys. About a week and a half. And it will be available on Amazon Audio and also on iTunes as well. So I'm going to keep you posted on that release date. You're going to want to get that copy, honey. This book is fire. This book is already fire in its written form. So imagine how it sounds when audio is added to it. Y'all not ready? Y'all are not ready. But anywho, now that I've got all of the pleasantries out of the way, let's dive right back into this next episode, The Day After. So without further ado, we're going to hear an announcement from our sponsors, and then we'll get right into the podcast. Season 2, Episode 6, The Day After. Bitch, you won't believe what happened the next day. The next day? Oh, there's more? Bitch, yes, there's more. Girl, what could have possibly went down? Put it this way. This man's whole game was exposed, and he had no clue I knew what was happening. Damn, that must have been one hell of a day. It was, girl. It was. Well, bitch, don't leave out none of the details. Tell me exactly what the fuck happened. Okay, Keisha. So, the next day, I got up and showered trying to think of how I was getting out of this situation. I mean, this shit was crazy. When I stepped out of the bathroom, I noticed that Bobby was up and occupied in his phone. Everything okay, Bobby? Yeah, I just been talking to these insurance companies. I'm trying to get this insurance on my trucks. Anything I can do? As a matter of fact, you can, pretty lady. While I'm on the road, I'll have you submit some of these documents to these insurance companies, if you don't mind.
Sure, no problem.
What was I signing up for? I didn't want to be on the road with his weird ass, let alone acting as his assistant. I recalled a conversation we had when we first met. Back then, Bobby was looking for insurance for his trucks. That was over a month ago. If this man truly had a viable business, why was it so hard for him to get insurance on his commercial vehicles? Things with Bobby were constantly not adding up. Bobby walked up to me. He kissed me on the forehead. My mama is really gonna love you. You're so sweet.
Well, thank you.
Bobby tapped me on the ass and told me we needed to get going. He grabbed my bags and placed them in his BMW, and we headed to the compound where his truck was located. Once in the compound, Bobby asked me to stay in the car until he bought his truck around.
I don't want all these other truckers in my business, he said.
I thought that was odd, but I went with it. After we got into the truck, Bobby decided to stop for gas and get us something to eat. I was hangry. Not hungry, but hangry, and glad to be fed. Perhaps today wouldn't be as bad as I thought. While Bobby pumped the gas, my phone rang. I looked down, and it was Mika.
Hey, girl.
Girl, we got a lot to talk about.
I bet. And that's why I'm calling.
Are you by yourself? Yeah, Bobby went to get gas.
Abort mission, bitch. Abort mission.
Bitch, what?
Girl, you heard me.
Don't go nowhere with that man.
What is he?
A serial killer or something?
Worse. He's a womanizer.
Why does that not surprise me? That nigga been trying to fuck since I got here.
So how did, never mind all that. So I did a little more digging myself. Now, there is a site that only native Atlantans are familiar with that will give you all the tea on anybody who is who in this town. Well, this site has pages of shit about this man. This site has pages, Jay, pages of shit about this man. See it for yourself. It's called Cheaterville. Cheaterville? Yes, girl. And that site has a whole lot to say about him, including the fact that it alluded to him still being married. Oh, hell no. Oh, hell yes. Oh, girl, thank you. I appreciate this info. I'm definitely checking this out. We hung up the phone, and Bobby re-entered the cab. He gave me a carton of food that he picked up in the gas station. Classy. I respectfully declined the food and went in and grabbed a coffee. I then proceeded to tell Bobby I had some research I had to conduct on my latest blog, then went straight to Cheaterville for the tea. Jay, this is some shit for your ass, girl. I know, right? So continue, girl. What did you see on that site? Keisha, girl. I hit Google and typed in Cheaterville, Bobby, Atlanta, Georgia. The first thing that came up was quite alarming. It said, this trucker is a man who's based out of a suburb in Georgia. Google him. He's a serial womanizer. He has tons of women on his social media sites. He is an ex-professional basketball player and uses his previous career and elaborate home to draw women in. I was flabbergasted. I clicked on the link. I noticed that there were multiple accounts of this kind of story about Bobby, over 30 to be exact. I couldn't believe it. I started reading some of the accounts. Buyer beware. Beware of this guy. He is not who he appears. He comes on real strong and brags about all he has only to try to screw you. I caught on pretty fast and it was a no-go for me. From Trick No Good. He's a scammer. Stay away from this guy. I dated him for 6 months and he's a liar. He immediately flew me into town and introduced me to his family. I felt really special. Then he asked me to be his woman, and it was a dream come true. I spent time at his home, and he called me wifey. I didn't mind that the sex was trash because I knew we would work on that because I saw a future with him. Then, out of nowhere, he started borrowing money that he never paid back. After spending time with him, I realized I was not his only one and only. He had multiple women in multiple states. Go figure. I broke up with his sorry ass, and he has a pending court case because he owes me money. From Anonymous. Fuck Bobby and his jelly dick. Bobby is such a fake ass, broke ass baller. He brags about everything in his life, but in actuality, he's a broke-ass man who borrows money from women, preys on them, and calls them and never returns. This nigga invited me to Atlanta. He borrowed money from me first, and when I got there, I had to pay for my own hotel. He then spent the night with me in my hotel, and his jelly-ass dick wouldn't work. What a waste of so-called 11 inches, which was another one of his lies. He then introduced me to his mama like we were together for a while. But while at the house, I stumbled on this here website and noticed all the shit being said that sounded familiar. When we got back on the road, I confronted him. He cussed me out and threatened to leave me on the road. The crazy thing is, he was talking all that shit while we were getting the gas on the road. And about leaving me and shit. Like, he talking all that shit. Like, yeah, I'm gonna leave you. You ain't shit, bitch. Blah, 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 blah. Well, lo and behold, his credit card declined. Well, guess who had to kiss my ass because we would have been stranded? After that, I was done with that loser. From Dorica, because I ain't scared. Throw this whole man's life in the trash. I met Bobby when he came through my hometown on an extended stay. Bobby was here for 3 weeks and he bragged about his flourishing trucking business and the amount of money he invested from his days of playing professional ball overseas. Bobby and I had spent the whole time together and he begged me to move to Atlanta. He took me home to meet his mother and we had a ball. It was like love at first sight. That's what he said. He even asked to marry me and bought me a ring. I said yes, but needed time to relocate. Well, during our engagement, Bobby borrowed over $5,000 from me, which he promised to pay back. His excuse was he needed to pay for insurance on his truck. Well, come to find out, that tired Negro never had insurance to begin with. Then, to make matters worse, I noticed that he stopped coming to town as much the closer it got to me moving down there. The sex was already garbage, so I wasn't concerned about him sticking his little wiggly inside of me. Well, the last time he came down, he booked a room instead of staying with me. I thought that was odd. Well, when he got in the shower, the phone rang and I answered. It was his wife. I was completely done at that point. I am still trying to get the money back that he owes me. This man is worse than a scammer. And if you meet him, stay the fuck away. From Anonymous. A bad rap. You know, you ladies are giving this guy such a bad rap. Bobby is an amazing guy, and we started off as friends. He's kind, he's caring, and compassionate. Some of you are just a tad bit bitter. As a matter of fact, Bobby told me about this site. That's how open and honest we are in our relationship. From Rebecca. Delusional. Okay, Becky, with the good hair, keep dreaming. Did you also know that he referred to you as his billing clerk? We were together several times when you called and he told me you were his billing representative. Girl, you are the help and you don't know it. But keep supporting his ass, Becky. You'll see. From Dorica, cause I ain't scared. The comments went on and on. There were comments from at least 20 different women, and the central theme was the same. Bobby was a low-down dirty dog. I began to get sick to my stomach. I was thankful that I hadn't slept with him, and I felt a little cheap sitting on the passenger side of his truck. I was praying for a miracle to either, one, get me totally out of meeting his mama and all the other shit, or two, help me to get through it with grace. Bobby must have sensed the disturbance within me because he asked if I was okay. I told him I wasn't feeling well and he assumed the road trip had me nauseous. He offered the bed in the back of his truck with no strings attached. I went and laid in the back of the truck and closed my eyes. I had dozed off for about 30 minutes. When I awoke, you won't believe what happened next. At first, I heard Bobby yelling, so I pretended to sleep. Bitch, get the fuck out of my house. Becky, you hear me? That's my house, bitch. No, no. You do not need time to gather your shit. You don't own nothing. You hear what the fuck I said? This ain't no handout. You ain't got nowhere to go. I don't give a fuck. I want you gone. You hear me? Becky, we are done. Bobby hung up the phone. I kept my eyes closed. I felt like he was looking at me. He said, "Babe." I continued to play sleep. He then said, "Cool." Then dialed another number and put it on speakerphone. "Baby, can you hear me? Hello? Hello?" "Hey, baby, what's going on?" "And yes, I can hear you. Where you at?"
"Baby, I need you to do me a favor."
"Okay, but I asked you a question."
"I'm on my way to my mom's. Look, I need you to go by the house. I told Becky to get the fuck out, and I need to make sure all of her shit is gone."
"Oh, you finally putting that bitch out? Well, good. So, am I finally moving in? And you going to your mama's house? You got a bitch with you, Bobby?"
"Hell no, baby. Are you going to do what I asked you to do or not? Are you going to answer my fucking questions? Baby, please. Can you go over there and make sure she don't take nothing that don't belong to her? That's all my shit in there."
"Yeah, okay. But if that bitch say anything slick, I'm whooping her ass."
"You better not touch her, Becky. You better not touch her."
"Excuse me? You heard me. I'll do what the fuck I want to."
"No, you won't, baby."
"Bobby, who the fuck do you think I am? You taking a bitch to your mama's house. I know it. I can feel it. Bobby, don't make me kill you and that bitch." I froze solid. What the fuck was this nigga getting me into? I wanted to get the hell out of there. But I tuned into the conversation.
"Baby, chill, damn. Never mind, fuck it. I'll handle it myself. I'm on my way back home. We haven't left the state anyway."
"We? Bobby? Are you fucking playing with me? I can't believe..." Click. Bobby hangs up the phone. He pulls the truck over and nudges me. I didn't move. He taps me again. I shift slightly. Then he smacks my butt and I pretend to awaken. He told me we had to go back to the city and that he had a family emergency that he had to handle at his house. I faked concern and understood. Bobby booked me a room at one of the nicer hotels near the airport as a consolation prize. But I gave no fucks because I was looking for an out in that situation anyway. I spent the rest of my vacation hanging out with Mika, reflecting, but also keeping the cookie in the cookie jar. I never even heard back from Bobby while I was there. I was grateful, but also insulted. So, what exactly did you learn from this, Jay? Did you get your bae that Kamara was talking about? Nope. Bitch, you locked your coochie up for a potential asshole that didn't deserve it. And he could have ended up in some fuck shit. That part there, Keisha. That part there. But imagine if I would have fucked him. True that too. But bitch, you can't live your life the way somebody else would. What works for Kamara works for Kamara. Jaylana's pussy and Kamara's pussy need two different things. That's right. And I'm the pussy that's much more pleasant. What? Did you hear that?
Hear what, Keisha?
No, I didn't hear anything. So what was you saying? I said to you, Kamara's pussy and your pussy have two different needs. They need two different things.
And like I was saying, and I'm glad she didn't hear me,
but my pussy is much more pleasant. Wouldn't you agree, Jay?
I smiled and agreed. Boo Boo Kitty was pretty, and she was pretty sexy too, for a vagina. I also agreed with Keisha.
I had to figure out what Boo Boo Kitty really needed and balance it with my needs as well. I thought about my life. For the most part, I was happy. I was finally doing the things I loved the most, and I wasn't struggling.
There was a time that I was in every area. I had come a long way, baby.
So, Jay, you don't have to live your life like her. Your experiences with men are totally different than hers. Didn't she just stop seeing seven? You mean six plus one? Bitch, you know I don't do that shit. Okay. Just figure out your own pussy is all I'm saying. So I need to mind the pussy that pays me? Yeah, if you want to put it like that, mind the pussy that pays you. And just like that, I decided to take Boo Boo Kitty off punishment. And she was absolutely delighted to hear the news. I decided when I got home, some good dick was in order. Keisha and I spent the rest of the sleepover laughing, drinking, and celebrating the release of the cookie.